It. Okay, we're live.
We
We
thrive.
No, like right now. Like actually. Welcome back to So You Think You're the Main Character.
Hey.
Hey. So that was Laura. She's like my Chicago roommate or whatever. She's also like she like crochets me stuff, and I take pictures of her a lot because like I don't know, she's like pretty or whatever. But
I'm just your bestie.
and she's like my bestie. That was way too enthusiastic for this show. So today's gonna be like a light show. Yeah. Oh, another person who's here with me right now is the Dinky. No. Just say something. Just say something brilliant.
The dinky.
You're gonna get put off of this show. You're never coming back.
Thanks so much.
No, the Dinky is actually my sister, but anyways, that's why I can speak to them that way. So yeah, I'm just gonna start because we're already 1:30 in. I'm taking up way too much time. Yeah, so this is exciting. Okay, so we're starting. Oh, by the way, the theme this week is Fantastic Mr. Fox. I made this in like high school, like this playlist that just like was kind of Wes Anderson inspired. And of course, we have to have a Wes Anderson like vibe playlist because I'm insufferable. So, yeah. So hope you enjoy. We're gonna start. Happy spring.
Yeah.
Do I cry on a Sunday morning after Saturday night was such a wonderful night? I should be glad that I could spend one night a week with you. Why do I cry?
Kept on lying. Now she tries to tell the truth, and I just can't believe. 'Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl. Tell me, who can I turn to? Just who can I believe? Try to put her out of my mind, she'll only cause me grief. I love that girl, whatever she's done, you know it hurts me deeply. 'Cause there's nothing in this world can stop me worrying about that girl. I know she's been with other fellas, why she keep on lying? Hurts me so when she says nothing, I really feel like dying. I ache inside every time I think, I know it's just my pride. 'Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl. 'Cause there's nothing in this world stop me worrying about that girl.
Hello again. You're listening to So You Think You're the Main Character, and I am your host, Bimbo and Stem. That was so corny. I'm sorry. So we just hit 11 minutes and 11 seconds. Make a wish, everyone. Woo! I'm here with Lauda and Ariana. The Dinky, sorry. Bimbo and Stem and the Dinky. We don't have real names. So, yeah, this is like a playlist I made pretty much back in high school. Actually, many of these playlists are from years and years ago when, I don't know, I'm very inspired by cinematic oofs. I just had a bunch of playlists that aligned with like certain movies that I would watch, and then I made the Midwave episodes. This has not been in the works for that long, but it worked out in my favor. So anyways, hope you're enjoying. I hope everyone's spring break is just absolutely lovely. I hope you have some German spa vibes. If you were here last week, you would know what that means, but Anna Karenina reference. but yeah, so let's meditate for an hour or whatever. Yeah, so we're just gonna keep going and yeah, enjoy. Also, like, if you want to let me know what you're up to while you're listening to this, that would be really fun. I like to have that intel. There's no right answer. Or maybe there is, but yeah. Okay. Anyways, bye.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart and my pockets full of sand, I'm a long way from home and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, with nowhere to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. I'm stuck here on the ground where the cold winds blow. The liquor tastes too good and the women all are fast. There she goes, my friend, she's rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engines roar, see the silver bird on high. She's away and westward bound, far above the clouds she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines, she'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. Thank you. Airport's got me down, it's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I might be. You can't hop a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I best be on my way in the early morning.
Enjoying happy spring break for you Chicago people, at least, or happy spring in general, because it actually is starting to feel like spring. It's spring in the air, new beginnings, renewal, etc., etc., or whatever you associate with spring. For me personally, it's kind of like Fantastic Mr. Fox. You know, the color palette is very warm, woodsy, and just like, you know, okay, sprightly characters. What?
And I'm two of the listeners on my 8th grade English teacher's band's music.
That's Ariana, that's my sister, who's joining me here, but very, very uninvested, which is completely fine. But they just announced that they are actually two whole listeners of their 8th grade English teacher's music. That's really important. If you like didn't understand that, then I'm sorry, because it's like actually very significant in Ariana's life. So, woo! That's so cool. Lauda is also here. She's just crocheting, and like, I think that's like the perfect thing to do while listening to this playlist.
More Tilted Hats coming soon.
And shout out to Drain Crochet, her crochet account. More Tilted Hats coming soon. So, more Tilted Hats coming this spring. hope y'all are ready, but honestly, what?
Who thinks that the foxes in Fantastic Mr. Fox would wear a tilted hat?
Yeah, like, which foxes would wear a tilted hat? No, but, like, actual question, though. Also, I have a craving for Lauda to French braid my hair again. I'm just putting that out there, and she's not listening to me. She's looking at her stupid little phone. Yeah, so we're almost halfway through my hour, and if you don't know the theme by now, it's fine. Like, you don't have to know it. Just the playlist is enough, I guess. We're gonna keep going though. It's very like folky acoustic vibes today. Treat yourself to that, huh? Okay, cool. Enjoy.
Somewhere outside London, where the wheels turn on nothing, I know she's cold. Plagued by thoughts that linger, simple, nothing bigger, nothing whole. Man alive, you tell yourself, I'm stuck, I just can't seem to take a hold. If sights or sounds or places, a God I know the face of, still untold. Go on, hold me. Go on, hold me. Hold on, beautiful. Witness what I listen. There's a world here you're missing to behold. A fiery night under the skies to warm your heart and hide away the cold. Venture out a little further, and somehow you might find the courage to go. 'Cause if you stand there long enough, you will realize you're really on your own. Go on, hold me. Go be my own. I'll unearth your things. Then you'll see. Go on, hold me. Go on, hold me. Hold on, beautiful. Go on, hold me. Go on, hold me.
Thank you.
welcome back, or just welcome. I don't know when all of you got here. All of you got here, but that was Green Arrow by Yola Tango, and genuinely, I feel very calm now. I don't know about any of y'all, but yeah, I was just peacefully writing stuff down. I'm curious to know what everyone else is like up to while listening to this. I don't know. I like getting a visual illustration of, or a visual sense of like what my listeners are preoccupied with as well. So that'd be nice. But anyways, we're 40 minutes in, and this theme is Fantastic Mr. Fox, by the way. So it's kind of like what the foxes from that movie would listen to. Yes, I know it sounds really like furry vibes. Sorry.
The foxes are vibing.
Yeah, the foxes are vibing. That's what's happening. Lauda is crocheting, and she tells me that she's vibing, so I'll just try to take her word for it. We just saw, like, we just finally saw the face of the Affirmations account. If you don't know what Affirmations is, just look it up on Instagram. They're incredible, and you'll get the gist. I don't really have to, like, explain that to you. But,
The dream
is flourishing. Yeah. So we're gonna pick up the pace just a little bit. And you know, just keep the sort of like classic rock feel, as well as like acoustic folk. That's kind of the vibe of this show right now. And hope you're vibing. Yeah. I don't really have that much to say. There's a calmness that surrounds spring break that could like translate into nothing really happening, except I did see the Affirmations guy. I thought it was a woman for some reason. I guess I just think like every brilliant account is run by a woman, but
girl boss.
Yeah, I thought she was a girl boss, but it's like some Swedish man. I don't know where he's from, but he looked like very like maybe like Scandinavian. For sure. It's just Blade. Anyways, okay. Thanks for listening. We're gonna keep going just for a little bit more. So, yeah. Enjoy.
Said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station. You know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine music. You know her saved by rock and roll. Despite all the amputations, you know you could just go out and dance to the rock and roll station. It was awesome.
and it was all right. Boy, listen to me now, and it was all right. Come on now, listen, it was all right. It was all right. It was all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right now. 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 It's all right now.
This is episode 6 of So You Think You're the Main Character, and we are almost done. We have 10 minutes left, and I have come up with nothing to say pretty much this entire time, but that's okay, because, like, you guys are patient or whatever. And also, I mean, if we're going with the theme of this week's episode, like, what foxes listen to, foxes don't really, like, talk in real life. I mean, in the movie they do, Fantastic Mr. Fox, but, you know, I am abstaining from speaking, or have abstained, for the most part, from speaking that much this episode. But most of you don't really listen to this to hear me speak, or at least I hope you don't, because, like, you'd be largely disappointed. But anyways, I keep saying anyways, that's, like, that's my filler word instead of, like, I think, since you know, you're not really supposed to say like in formal conversation. But, you know, that's why Kylie Jenner draws out her words a lot. She does. She says her words very long. She's like, yeah, this is midway. And I hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening. Yeah, but, like, anyways, like, so this is my show, and I'm not Kylie Jenner, and I'm glad that you're listening, or maybe I am, I don't really know, like, who's listening, so, so we're gonna keep going the last 10 minutes, and I hope you've enjoyed, and are still enjoying actively, so thanks.
She kneels before the grave, a brave son who gave his life to save a slogan that hovers between the headstone and her eyes, fully penetrate her grieving. You love a boy and girl that are talking. That only they can share in you words. A love so strong it tears their hearts to sleep through the fleeting hours of morning. Love is careless in its choosing, screaming over cross and daily. Love descends on those defenseless, idiot love. Word and soul of love, and how my God on high is all love. Though reaching up my loneliness evolves by the blindness that surrounds him. Love is careless in its choosing, sweeping over. Love descends on those defenseless, idiot love.
So this is about all we have time for. Normally, I don't know, on a normal week, I would usually go right until the very end, but, you know, we're taking 3 extra minutes for ourselves over spring break. Yeah, so that was my Fantastic Mr. Fox playlist slash, like, what the foxes in that movie would listen to, because, you know, I had to put a Wes Anderson vibe, because, you know, I'm insufferable. And yeah, that was Come and Play in the Milky Night demo by Stereolab. I just felt the need to highlight that because it's actually one of my favorite songs. But yeah, thank you for listening. I hope this gave you a sense of calmness and internal peace, as it did for me? Question mark? Yeah. Anyways, happy spring break. Happy spring. Up next is Kit Flicks, hosted by Kitty Luo. So look out for that. And yeah, thanks for listening. See you next week.